Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia. We're getting ready for Commanders Giants, and I imagine our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg, WWE, Hot 97, ESPN, he does it all. I imagine Peter is not too worried about Commanders Giants this weekend. I can't imagine it's going to take up a lot of your weekend, dude.
You are very right. It is not super high priority this weekend. Got a lot going on this weekend. I'm in D.C. for
You're
WWE
coming home,
on
right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
I got 24 hours in D.C. to say goodbye to John Cena. And then I got to come back up for a Hanukkah party on Sunday. I was going to attend the Hanukkah party of your guy's guy, the governor, Wes Moore.
That's cool.
But now I have a competing Hanukkah party that involves my daughter, so I got to come back to New York for that. But, yeah, I got to tell you guys, not super dialed in. I'm sure I'm going to torture myself and watch because it's what I do, but yeah, not a high priority.
So we got to talk. The Gov's supposed to join us tomorrow. I just saw a picture of the Gov working with Kim Kardashian. We got to ask the Gov about that.
I saw that
you had to bail on his Hanukkah party, though.
Yes. Will you please let him know? I'm going to reach out to his people and tell them. But will you tell him I'm legitimately saddened by this? But I felt like, as much as I want to see the Gov, I got to see my daughter's first Hanukkah celebration.
I think he will understand that, honestly. dude, so I actually knew this weekend WWE's coming to town. And so one of my dear friends, my boy Greg Papa, his two sons are massive wrestling fans. And he has spent a lot of money to go to this thing. And I was like, damn, those tickets are expensive. And he explained this could be John Cena's last match. Mm-hmm. Help us understand kind of the magnitude of this event.
Well, yeah, and it's not a could be. It is John Cena's last match.
Official.
Official. This is it. You'll definitely see him. He will come around again for sure. But he has promised over and over he is not like everyone else. This is his last wrestling match. He spent a year and change building to it. They've made the entire thing about his retirement tour. And, yeah, this is it. It's very random and funny and cool for the DMV that it turns out to be in D.C. Like, it just kind of fell this way, and I guess Capital One made the right bid and got it. As you alluded to, the price of those tickets, it is good money for everyone down there, you know, except for maybe those having to buy the tickets. But, you know, it's pretty cool for me. For me personally, I'm super stoked because in the almost 10 years on and off I've been with WWE, there has never been a pay-per-view or premium live event in D.C. So my first time. This is my first time getting to work for WWE at home. I've never set foot in Capital One in any capacity except to sit in horrible seats for a Wizards or Caps game when I was younger. when I brilliantly had season tickets to the Wiz the year before Jordan came back. It's going to be a very cool night, man. Like, they're going to, I think it's going to be super special, and I think people will sort of be amazed if you're not like into it and unaware at how much attention Saturday night gets, because WWE is very hot right now, and John Cena is John Cena. You know, he's one of the greats of all time. So it's going to be a cool night.
John has transcended. You know, he's done all types of things, so he'll draw people that are not just wrestling fans.
B, I just looked this up. So, Peter, earlier in the week, we looked up tickets for Commanders Giants in the Meadowlands, and you can get in the building, into MetLife, for as low as $26. B,
wow.
Mitch, what do you think the low you can get into the building Saturday night Capital One Arena is for John Cena's last match?
$150.
No.
$450.
Wow.
$450. The upper level tickets are $450. Damn.
Yo, that is, I mean, think about how good that means business is for WWE, and think about how bad that means business is for the Commanders and the Giants. Good Lord.
Yeah. Seriously, man.
By the way, I'm so glad he's not playing. I mean, of all the weeks to not play, I don't need to see Brian Burns or Dexter Lawrence, or we don't need any of that.
Or the MetLife turf.
Or the MetLife turf. Guys, we talked last week, and we've now talked many times, and I'm sure you guys have talked every day about should he or shouldn't he. I don't know where you guys have landed this week, but I think the only reasonable place to land at this point is he should not set foot on the field again this year.
Well, we'll see. Dan Quinn yesterday said he's not willing to go that far and that they're going to take it week to week. I won't be shocked if they never come out and say we're not going to play him the rest of the year, but maybe that's
what they end up doing.
Right. It has been such a disjointed year. We're kind of looking ahead, right? And you've got Hanukkah starting. Like, if you got the top of your wish list for next year for Washington, for the Commanders, what is it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that Jaden is healthy going into the season, and we can kind of move past this nightmare. And, like, I don't believe – like, you know, I read there was an op-ed in the Post this weekend. I don't remember by who. about, like, you know, hey, P.S., you might not have paid attention, but when Jaden's been playing, he hasn't been very good. And I'm not saying that that's a completely unreasonable claim.
I think that was for Luga, yeah.
But what I will say is unfair about the claim is that, like, we all knew there was going to be an obligatory, you know, sophomore regression of some sort. But the whole year has been such where, like, he didn't get to have that and play his way through it at all. Mm-hmm. It's just been this disjointed, nothing, injury, regression. Like, guys, I truly still feel in my heart of hearts that he is the dude. Like, I really, really do. I know it's going to get easier and easier for us to just be like, we're doomed. The curse is alive. We're doomed. Especially after last weekend, which was just so horrifying on so many levels. But I really do believe he's the dude. So I just want to see him get out of this year healthy, which is why I say, hey, if you guys want to play the game week to week of like, oh, maybe this week, and then you just end up not doing it, I'm fine with that. But, like, think of this season like a football game. It's the fourth quarter, guys. We're down 45-3. There's no reason to play him in the fourth quarter. Like, I know he wants to, and I know as a leader, that's who he is. But you saw, there's only one way he can play. The only way he plays is chasing down interceptions. And if you're in a place right now where if you get shoved to the ground, you have to leave the game, I don't think you should be playing.
Yeah. I think that's fair, dude. I don't know that they are – I know that Jaden only has one speed, and he wants to play all the time. That's just how he's wired. He's super tough. I had multiple people tell me that on the sideline in Minnesota when I was asked, you know, just kind of asking around, like, how's he look? How's he feel? And they're like, this kid is super tough. Think back to last year playing through the broken ribs, all those things. And if the organization is making some sort of decision, hey, let's just get him ready. Let's just get to next year, get to the offseason. I know there are people that will say, oh, he needs to work, he needs to work. That's not necessarily wrong, but when it's 45-3 in the fourth quarter, to your point, I think you got to let maybe other – I think there's a lot more context and factors now. When there were five games left and you want to see him play five games, cool. When there's left, he re-aggravates that elbow, then he's at least going to be out for one of the games. I'm not entirely sure it makes a lot of sense to come back for – 3, 2, or 1.
Yeah. I just think believe he was supposed to play great without every piece he's supposed to have around him, you're that's not being realistic. You know, like the people that want to be able to just write the slump story, wasn't playing good, you put any quarterback out there without all their players and their best players, their top players at the skill position, they're not going to play well. We're watching the one that we wanted to crown just 2 years ago. We say if he wins another Super Bowl, he was on the Mount Rushmore. We're watching him this year falter because he doesn't have everything around him. So we got to understand that Jaden may have played bad, but he's playing bad because everything around him is bad too.
Totally. I think it's a really hard year to gauge much on Jaden.
Peter, I don't want to keep people you too. Don't bail.
Go ahead.
No, I just
What's
hope
that?
People don't bail on him. I get it. We're tortured. We had a really bad pass. We're traumatized. RG3, all these things. I really do get it. That's not who he is. The fact that this year has happened without an ACL or some sort of horrible thing, let's give him a full off season to like really get physically great again. Hopefully they find peace, get a few pieces and do some smarter things. Adam Peters has the biggest off season of anyone, and there won't be the Terry nonsense from last off season, which, by the way, guys, we now have to look at as a black mark on Adam Peters as well, right? Like, sorry, that's who's responsible for getting that done. And now when you look at it, that really didn't play out well. It did not age well at all. They should have just given him the money. We didn't have to deal with all the mishigas leading up to the end of training camp where he didn't get to practice. And so next year is a fresh start. Last year was great. We move forward. Don't risk anything here. And don't get too
down.
Well,
the people that give up on Jaden, you know what? I'm going to bring back the Tony Kornheiser, what was it,
the bandwagon.
The bandwagon. I'm bringing that back.
The bandwagon.
I'm bringing it back.
Well, Peter, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy John Cena's last match.
I look forward to it. I hope to run into B. Mitch and Finley listeners there. Come say hi if you see me.
Yeah, right, that'd brother. Be cool. All right, thank you, bud. Take care. Hey, happy Hanukkah,
Take
too.
Take care, brother.
Thank you, man. Peace, guys.
That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. If you're going to the match this weekend, say what's up to him in person at Capital One. We got to wrap some things up, make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.